This episode is brought to you by Hatch. You know how when you finish a romantasy and you just need the next thing immediately, Hatch made that thing. It's called Ophelia, an original audio drama inspired by Hamlet, where Ophelia finally gets to be the main character. Forbidden magic, a crumbling kingdom, a slow burn love triangle with a prince and his very guarded, very intriguing best friend. The kind of love triangle where you will absolutely pick a side and you will not be quiet about it.
All 10 chapters of book one are now available for free wherever you stream. For books 2 and 3, check out hatch.co/Ophelia. Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your romantasy podcast book club. I'm Christina, joined by my book besties Kim and Anna, and together we're diving into the characters, theories, lore, and magic behind all your favorite fantasy romance books.
Hi, book besties. We are so excited to be here to do a little midsummer check-in with you all.
Yes.
Woo!
Woo! We thought it would be fun to just kind of hop on and chat about what we've got going on, both here on our main feed and over on our Patreon for the next few months. We are going to run you through our romantasy book bestie summer over on our Patreon, as well as what is coming up on our main feed calendar in the lead up to the release of ACOTAR 6 in October. Mm. And then we are also briefly going to chat about what we're currently reading in case you need yet another book to add to your TBR.
We are so excited to announce that we will be partnering with Love and Legends Bookstore for their ACOTAR 6 Midnight Release Party in Brooklyn, New York on October 26th. It is going to be such an incredible night, guys. The venue is absolutely gorgeous. There's going to be an open bar and tattoos and tarot card reader and just lots of ACOTAR themed surprises, some very fun theory-based activities hosted by us, yours truly. And we are just so excited to be part of this event and to partner with Love and Legends and Trivia by Trisha for this ultimate magical midnight release party celebrating all things ACOTAR. We just cannot wait to celebrate with all of you in person. So you can find the link for tickets in our show notes as well as on our website.
So Anna, start us off with our fun Patreon summer plans.
Would love to. Okay, first up, our romantasy book bestie summer. So in the summer, if we can help it, we like to take a little break from our book club deep dive episodes. We have our kids home with us.
Yes.
We're all traveling a lot, and It's just harder to coordinate schedules for recording, let alone the outlining and editing and all that comes with our typical main feed episodes. But we wanted a way to still chat about romantasy because, hello, that's what we love to do. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So we polled our patrons and they voted for us to cover Metal Slinger and Light Wielder by Rachel Schneider over on our Patreon this summer. I did read-alongs for Metal Slinger, and then we did a book chat with all three of us covering the whole book.
Yep.
We will also be doing the same for Light Wielder in July. Kim will be doing the read-alongs for that one.
Yes.
And then there'll be a book chat at the end.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. These were like perfect, easy, fun summer romantasy reads, and we hope that you will come over and join us over on Patreon so that you can hear all of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many, especially on Metal Slinger.
We did.
So many.
We had so much fun discussing those books.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun to record, and I'm so excited about the Light Wielder coverage as well.
Yeah.
All right, so next let's talk about our main feed schedule over the next few months.
Yes.
Friends, listeners. Okay, so after this episode, you guys are going to be getting a current KU Rex episode from us next week.
Yay!
Oh my goodness, it's a really fun one. We cover a lot of Kindle Unlimited recommendations for you guys.
We
know you love those episodes.
We are a delight. In that episode, I'm just saying, we're a
humble delight is what we are. We had so much fun recording that one, so we think that's going to be a fun little summer treat.
Yes.
And after that, we will be taking a 2-week break from main feed, but don't worry, as we've said, we have lots going on over on Patreon during that time specifically, so please join us over there and come join that book bestie community. We would love to have you there. Link, as always, is in the show notes. There we will also be doing our Mass Masterclass series. This is breaking down everything you need to know going into ACOTAR 6.
Yep.
We also have the full back catalog of that waiting for you on Patreon. But in the next few months, we will specifically be discussing the overlapping worlds of ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, Crescent City, as well as the witches in general in the Mass verse. So the witches and how they play a part in all the series within the Massverse. And
yep.
also so much more in all of that series.
Yeah.
And then next over on main feed, we thought it would be fun to release a compilation of all of our Mastermind series from our ACOTAR Revisited episodes. So that was at the end of every other episode where mm-hmm. we talked about Easter eggs and clues tying all of the series together. That way, if you had not read all of those series mm-hmm. at that point when those episodes came out, you can go back and listen to all these in one place instead yep. of having to jump to the end of every episode to catch up.
Yes.
So we'll have all of that in one place for you, all the Easter eggs and fun clues that Sarah laid out in ACOTAR, and all the other series that will have you ready to go for ACOTAR 6 and then 7.
Yes.
So that's what's coming up for you guys. We're so excited about all of that.
Yes.
And yeah, Kim, what's next?
Okay, so after that, Christina and I plan to cover Lion in the Deathless Dark by Carissa Broadbent. This is book 5 in Carissa's Crowns of Nyaxia series and the first book in the Bloodborne duet. That sounds a little confusing, but if you've read that series, you know
you
how it,
it
goes. You get it. This will follow Septimus and Kyrene, like Mr. Feeny.
I love that.
That's not my favorite name, but we're gonna move forward.
I'm going to guess he's going to call her Kai.
And we're going to go with that. We're going to go with that. So Septimus and Kai, and Carissa has said this is her most action-packed book yet. So we are really excited. I'm hoping that we are going to be going back to a little bit more of Serpent and the Wings of Night vibes. That was very action-packed, very plot-heavy. Mm-hmm. Whereas Songbird and Fallen were a little more character-focused, and the world-building was a little complex for us. We still love them for what they were, but we are hoping that Lion in the Deathless Dark is a little more action-packed. And Septimus sounds very sexy. I'm just going to say it.
I am pumped about Septimus.
She said that he was like her sexiest dude, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some fan art if you want to sign up for her emails. They are sending out some not safe for work fan art of Septimus. So,
and let me say, they are not safe for work. And Kim sent me that and was like, just check your email when you get it.
Check our email when you get a second. I cannot text this, so I'm going to need you to go find it on your own. But
it was fun.
Yeah, we're excited.
Oh my gosh, we can't
wait. It's going to be fun. You know, we love Carissa. Next, after that, Anna and I are going to plan to read The Knave and the Moon, which is book 2 in Rachel Gillig's The Stonewater Kingdom series. So, guys, we need to know what's going to happen to Bartholomew.
I'm very concerned.
We're all very concerned. You know that we love Rachel Gillig's books. We love her writing, and we cannot wait to see what happens in this book.
Yes.
So, yes. Anna, what's next?
All right. So then, of course, in between all of this and moving forward as we move into October, we will be going full force into ACOTAR 6 prep. And that includes what we think will be important in ACOTAR 6 from Sarah J. Maas's Crescent City series. Mm-hmm. Whether you don't have time to reread or just don't want to pick up Crescent City, that's fine. And you are fine being spoiled. We will have the most important information we think might show up in ACOTAR 6/7 from Crescent City.
Mm-hmm.
We will, of course, be doing a What You Need to Know Before ACOTAR 6, as well as our wish list for what we personally hope mm-hmm. to see covered in these next two ACOTAR books. Not necessarily what we think will happen, but just personally the plot points we hope to see play out.
Yeah,
just our own little wish list.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, it's our Taylor Swift wish list. So there we go.
Oh, I love that, Anna. I love that.
Yes, and also whenever Sarah decides to grace us with the cover, and she starts releasing the title and description and teaser quotes and all of that goodness that we can't wait to dissect, we will be doing our live reactions to all of that over on Patreon. So be sure to go over there for all of that. We cannot wait for her to give us all these new little nuggets
analyze. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, all our real-time thoughts and reactions to that will be over on Patreon.
Yes.
And that pretty much gets us up to ACOTAR 6 release day, where we are very excited to say, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, that we will be partnering with Love and Legends Bookstore, as well as Trivia by Trisha, to be podcast partners at the midnight release party in Brooklyn on October 27th. We cannot wait to see you there. We have some really fun things planned, and we just love Love and Legends and Trivia by Trisha, and we know it's going to be a fantastic event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can't wait to see you there, and we can't wait to prep all of ACOTAR 6 with you guys leading up to it.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Going to be so, so fun. Okay, so next week, as we said, we're going to be doing another one of our current KU recs. These are some of our listeners' favorite episodes, and they're some of ours as well. They are just so fun to record. But in the meantime, I thought it could be fun for each of us to just quickly chat about a book that we are either currently reading or just finished that we enjoyed.
Yes.
Anna, do you want to start us off?
Sure. sure. Okay, so I actually have two. I have not finished either of these. Hey. I am like very much in the early stages. So okay. The first is my husband is not a big reader. He is trying to... He's trying to read. It's like,
so is Josh.
He's trying.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's fine. It's hard. But we both love Dan Brown. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read a mystery book in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And historically, like Kim and I have discussed, that was what I loved when I was mm-hmm. younger.
Yeah.
But I love Dan Brown. I mean, hello, symbology, religious undertones. Like, it's speaking my language.
And that's Anna's cup of tea right there.
Yes. Exactly.
So Dan Brown came out with a new book with Robert Langdon being the main character. And so my husband and I have been listening to it little by little.
Fine.
And we have quite a few long drives for our anniversary trip that we're going on together at the end of this week. And so mm-hmm. I'm really excited to be able to put it on and listen in the car
so
with him.
Fun.
So I'm excited. But it's great. It's great to be back with Robert Langdon. And he's got the professor of some... symbology, I guess. I don't know what he is. But anyways, it's just fun.
That's so fun. What's it called?
It's called The Secrets of Secrets by Dan Brown. The other book I am reading, and I am only two chapters in, listeners. So okay. I promise that after this episode comes out, I will hopefully be done. And I will okay. post a book review over mm-hmm. on our Instagram. You can go look for that saved highlight titled Anna's Book Reviews, and mm-hmm. it will be saved there.
Yeah.
But I'm reading The Poison Daughter.
Yay!
Yes. Yeah. And
oh my gosh, I've heard such great things
Me
about
too.
This book.
It's by Sheila Masterson. And yes. back in the winter, I asked listeners for book recommendations, and this was far and above mm-hmm. the most recommended book by everybody.
Yeah.
It's a romantasy standalone, which is so rare.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, I finished Ballad. I've read Brittany Nicole's book recently, which we'll hear about in our KU Rex episode. And I just was like, I haven't just read like a romantasy book for myself in a really long time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even have to. I'm reading it on my Paperwhite, guys. It's not even on my Kindle Fire.
Wow. Whoa.
That's a big deal. But I'm having Exciting. So much fun. It's kind of got like a darker element. I think there's maybe this like vampire bad guy race that lives outside the city. They're called the Drained. Mm. And then you've got obviously our main female character, Harlow, mm-hmm. and her family's the rulers of the town, and they all have okay. magic. And her special gift, which hasn't been revealed yet, but you know from the jacket cover, is that her kiss is literally the kiss of death. Anybody she kisses, her poison, she's like poison on her lips.
So
she, That's I tricky. Think I'm getting like a vigilante aspect of her. Oh, it's getting
yes.
Taylor.
Some of my vigilante shit again.
Exactly. She keeps mentioning that she likes to sneak out at night and that like sometimes bad men disappear. And
Uh-oh.
I'm like,
I love it.
Okay, girl.
Yes,
that's a girl. Use your gift, girl.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to keep reading it and I will report back. This episode is brought to you by Hatch. You know how when you finish a romantasy and you just need the next thing immediately, Hatch made that thing. It's called Ophelia, an original audio drama inspired by Hamlet, where Ophelia finally gets to be the main character. Forbidden magic, a crumbling kingdom, a slow-burn love triangle with a prince and his very guarded, very intriguing best friend. The kind of love triangle where you will absolutely pick a side and you will not be quiet about it.
All 10 chapters of book one are now available for free wherever you stream. For books 2 and 3, check out hatch.co/Ophelia.
Yeah,
Yay.
I love that. Okay, Christina, what about you?
That's so fun. I am currently reading A Forbidden Alchemy by Stacey McEwen.
Yay!
That was recommended to me, too.
Oh, Christina.
I'm so excited about it, guys. I have not finished as well. I am in it. I am having so much fun with
this
book.
Is it so good?
It's so good. So I was inspired to pick this up. I had heard about it. It's been on my radar for so long, and the cover's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Kim, I'm pretty sure you own this
because
you bought it because of the cover.
Yep.
And so it's been on my radar for a while, and honestly, I just kind of forgot about it until best friend of the podcast, Trisha, invited me to go with her later this month, when this comes out, to the book release party for book two, with Stacey McEwen being there in Brooklyn. So
Fine.
I was like, what better time to pick up book one?
Yeah.
So I am in it. I am having so much fun.
Oh.
It is giving Peaky Blinders romanticy.
Oh.
The world is so interesting and I am loving the characters. I saved a particularly good description from Goodreads from Oh gosh, what is her name?
I'm so curious to hear your thoughts because I heard that Stacey is famous for sometimes offing like really beloved characters. Like she's always on her Instagram. She's very active on Instagram and she's always like,
she's very funny. She's like, so
I did
funny.
It again. Like, and you're just, and I'm like, what did you do? And what'd I want to get in on the joke.
I've heard such good things. Yeah. I'm so excited. Okay. So the world is so interesting. Mm-hmm. Emily Rose at the Rose House on Goodreads just get a really nice little synopsis.
Okay.
So in a world divided by power, your destiny is determined by a single vial of idiom. Drink it and your blood could awaken elemental magic, marking you as a prize artisan. But if nothing happens, you remain unchanged, a lower class crafter, which is like they work in the mines. It's a lot of like coal mining town. It's also kind of giving district in the capital and district one and the different, you know, factions and all of that. Okay. So our two main characters are Patrick and Nina. So they uncover this crazy secret and thing about the artisans and about drinking this idiom. It is on the back jacket cover, but I don't super want to spoil it in case anyone wants to go in blind. But that then puts them at the opposite sides of this class war and this revolution of the artisans versus the crafters. And Patrick leads the crafters' revolution. And everyone says that he reminds them of Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders. And I totally agree with that. Love. He's like this morally gray, but he's very like fiercely loyal to his family and his town. And he's just very swoony. And it's dual POV. The audiobook narrators are incredible. They put you in this atmosphere immediately. Their accents are gorgeous and perfect, and you just are immediately there,
and
transported.
It's, a duet.
It's so good. It's duet.
Okay.
It's so good. And Nina is this powerful artisan, and she finds herself constantly pulled between both sides. And the biggest pull, of course, being to Patrick, and there's banter and tension. And it's just so good. And I can't get over the world. It feels very different. And I am really, really enjoying listening to it. So if you are looking for a romance to see, especially an audiobook, but also reading it would be a really fun experience as well.
Yeah.
I'm really, really enjoying A Forbidden Alchemy by Stacey McEwen right now.
Oh, awesome.
It's really fun.
I'm excited to hear more about it, Christina.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm having a great time. Yeah.
Right.
And book two is coming out this month. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's okay. That'll be so fun. You guys both need to report back after you finish these books. They have been on all of our TBRs for forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I feel bad that I don't have a romantasy to talk about, but it's the summer.
That's okay.
And you know, I love my summery rom-coms.
Love it.
So
tell us.
I just finished Dolly All the Time by Annabelle Monaghan. I've had quite the journey with Annabelle Monaghan. In that infamous Romance Reads episode, I read Nora Goes Off Script by her, which is her debut novel, and absolutely hated it
so much. I love that.
Ranted that entire episode. I think it was wrong book, wrong time, because now that I'm more familiar with her writing, I feel like I would enjoy it more. But this book by far, Dolly All the Time, is my favorite book she has ever written. I have already annoyed Lindsay and Ellen and all of the people that I text, and I'm like, you must read this. This is her best book. It is the perfect summer book. It follows Dolly, and she goes back to her small kind of East Coast, not the Hamptons, like not as nice as the Hamptons, but like, Anna, you would have to give me an example, but just a very small...
Where my family's from, because we're from the other fork.
From North Fork. There you go. From North Fork, she goes back to her small town. It's like East Coast. Her dad owns a fish house, and so she works there with him.
Love it.
And through a series of events, she becomes the fake girlfriend of a man named Stuart Whitfield, and the town is called Whitfield. And so he is incredibly wealthy, doesn't even know how to change a tire, and he's like, I'm going through some bad press. My girlfriend left me for a Red Sox pitcher. And
classic, as one does.
It's on page six, and I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, of course it is. Why?
Of course it is.
Yeah. Of course it is. Because you're just some heir to like a wealthy company. Of course you'd be on page six. And he's like, I'm having really bad press, and I'm up for CEO after my father retires, and I need you to be my girlfriend, and I will pay you. And Dolly, her home caught on fire. She needs the repair money. So she's like, yeah, fine, I'll do it. So it's like, it's not Pretty Woman because she's not a prostitute, but it is like that very wealthy guy. And she's just like a local girl who comes
she's
from very modest.
She's a shy local girl.
She's a shy Scotch.
That'll make sense next week. Okay,
that'll make sense if you will listen to our KUREX episode next week. But it was so good. This is Annabelle's best book by far. She just keeps getting better. It was the perfect... Oh, guys, like, you are on that East Coast. They go out on his boat, and she works at a fish house, and it all just feels very East Coast summer. And
perfect.
It was
so perfect.
Atmospheric, and the tension and chemistry between them is wonderful. She's also 40, and she has a teenage son, which I really appreciated.
Oh,
I feel like we don't read very... But it still, it wasn't like... Not the 40 is not old, obviously. We're in our late 30s.
I'm going to be 38 in a few months.
Right.
So,
but like, it still felt like there was still that very sexy tension and chemistry that you read from like a good romance book. But she also, it was nice to see that she was 40. So she does have a kid. She does have priorities that are different than like a 25-year-old personal, you know, assistant to somebody in a romance book.
Totally.
So just loved it. Could not recommend it more. It's Dolly All the Time by Annabel Monaghan. The perfect summer book, you guys, if you are looking for a classic romance on the East Coast shore.
Yes.
Love it so much.
Love it.
Yay.
Okay,
oh my gosh,
guys. Okay. That was it. We hope you enjoyed this little book club, book bestie check-in with us. Let us know what you thought of these, and we will try to do more of them. And we will see you next time.
All right.
Bye. Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Don't forget to join our book club community on Instagram and TikTok at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, where you can share your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments with us and fellow listeners. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us spread the magic of romanticism to even more book lovers. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep reading, and remember, every good story deserves to take flight.